You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.ab.ca. Is LT. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a very interesting day in Oilers Nation. So I think everybody's said their piece and listened, and we've all sort of discussed it. And it's going to be a very interesting run here leading up to Christmas and then into January for this team.
What did you make of the deal, Al?
Well, I think they did upgrade. I don't know how much, but I looked at the numbers, the ones that I value, and I think that Jari is, I'll say, a slight to a little more than that upgrade. I think he's more consistent. I like his puck handling. I think he moves sideways really well, or, you know, traverses those difficult cross slot passes. I think he'll be better. I don't know how much better. I like the defenseman they got, and overall, I like the deal. I still think there might be another shoe to drop in net toward the deadline. And if I had my druthers, I might have wanted to keep Skinner with Jari, although the cap made that impossible.
Yeah, that's fair. The I think most would agree. Yes, that would be in an ideal situation, but. Couldn't do it. You know, hey, maybe Ingram's going to find his game here. I think that's something the organization obviously was hoping when they made that deal earlier this season, and, you know, kind of see where his game goes or comes. I think before they even acquire another backup, I just have to think sometime in January, February, they're going to give Ingram a few games in the NHL. Like,
that's fair.
Why wouldn't you? Like, now you could just keep Pickard on the roster if you wanted to and go with three goalies for a short period of time. It's not the end of the world, right? If you wanted to do it. And go from there. But I'm actually like Jari, I kind of know his game. And, you know, I think he's a little bit more athletic than Stuart Skinner. He's not as big as Stuart Skinner. So Kevin Woodley outlined the pros and the cons and the differences between the two. And, you know, I think it's good. I'm intrigued, like the Kulak departure and bringing in a younger, kind of, it seems like a younger Brett Kulak who's just a little bit quicker. Maybe slightly better passer. That's what I'm hearing from Stastny and all the scouting reports that I had. I wrote at Oilers Nation, talked to lots of guys today that, you know, that's Stastny's not going to bring you a ton of offense, but he moves the puck quicker, which could allow you to be in the offensive zone more.
Yeah, and his, like, the math of his numbers at Puck IQ and Natural Stat Trick, they're good. I mean, he is a... like, I think he's a plug and play, and you know, I think he's probably I'm guessing, but I think he's probably a little ahead of on the left side. I think he probably could play third pairing and do it well with Emberson. I don't know what they'll do when Wallman gets back, how that's going to align. I like Nurse for Gula. It's a great problem to have too many good defensemen. And when Wallman gets back, they're going to have seven pretty good defensemen. But based on his numbers, I would say that this is a player who is, you know, although he's not big, he's pretty good in coverage. And as you say, he can scoot a little bit and he can pass the puck. And, you know, in a world where Edmonton wants to be in their own zone less, a good puck passer would really help, I think. And I think that Kulak, this year he's been in some tough luck. Part of it, I think, is that the third and fourth lines just aren't scoring. But he had a 38% 5-on-5 goal share, and that's really, really drastic and dreadful. And, you know, maybe he was trying to do too much. Maybe it was, a combination of things. But I think there is a chance that they end up upgrading third pairing left defense with this young Stastny player coming over from Nashville.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see. You know, people are wondering, you know, could he play the right side? Maybe they're not going to play five left defensemen, right? I guess in theory they could, but I'd be surprised if they did that overall. So I think they kind of look, and I think Regula and Emberson are kind of going to be battling for the third left pair, right side.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's fair. And we've talked about this before. I think we talked about it last week, but I like Regula. He's a bigger guy. He's not a physical player, but he's a bigger guy and he can pass the puck. But Emberson, you know, Emberson's played pretty well lately. I think he's been a little bit better. So, as you say, I think they'll just battle it out. And, you know, once they get to the playoffs, they'll have a better feel for who, you know, what the pecking order is, and you know, we'll have seen a lot of defense between now and then, and we'll have a little better idea about Stastny as well.
Is this just coming down? Wow. Wow. Quinn Hughes has been traded. Two. You got any guesses, Al?
New Jersey?
No. He's staying in the Western Conference.
Oh God.
He's going
to Vegas.
He's going to the Minnesota Wild.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
For Marco Rossi, C. Bouillon, and Ogren. Wow.
What a huge trade. Oh my God, that's Billy Guerin, right?
Yeah, that is Billy, man. He's not afraid to wheel and deal. So Rossi, yeah. Bouillon, and Ogren. Wow.
Man, it's like when he played, he'd go into the corner and he beat the daylights out of the rest of the NHL, then he went out front and scored a goal. That's a hell of a get for the Wild.
Oh, God.
They gave up a lot.
But you know what? Hey, Hughes is like a top five defenseman, man. I don't mind giving that up at all. Come on.
Well, and also you're not sure they're all those guys are going to be all that, right? And you've got a guy who, like, I got to think about this because that division is now stupid. My God.
Yeah. That is, man, give Bill Guerin credit, man. That guy, he doesn't take, he's not afraid to swing.
No. And that's like, you're in a division with Colorado and Dallas and now the Minnesota Wild. I mean, that's just, why get out of the bed in the morning? Holy cow. Oh my God.
Yeah, that is big, man. That is a big deal. So just coming down. Wow. So but hey, man, that's Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota. They're going to finish 1, 2, 3. Right? Yep. You're the Edmonton Oilers. You're like, make sure you get in the top three in your division because you don't have to meet one of them until the third round.
Oh my God. That would be the worst thing, right? Do not be the wild card.
Yeah. Like, don't be the wild card team. Well, just don't be the second wild card team because of the first. Yeah, right. Don't finish eighth because then you'd have to go into the Central Division, which even if you manage to upset Colorado or Dallas, whoever finishes first, they'd have to beat one of the other teams. And that would be pretty tough, man. That would be pretty tough. So,
that would for sure.
Yeah, that's wild, man. Wild. That's a big deal. Big deal. Yeah. So, Quinn Hughes, anybody? Going to the Minnesota Wild. Awesome stuff, LT. Have yourself a great weekend, man. We will talk to you again soon.
All right. Be good. Have a great weekend, guys.
Awesome.